There's a hell of a lot more to you than you think. Like, way more. Enough to cope with the trouble of the world. If you had enough courage, you could let that out. Enough courage and faith, you could let that out, and everything would be better because of it.
Work on your list of whys. One of the big thrusts for success is to come up with a strong enough why. In leadership training, here's what we learn. If the why is powerful, the how is easy. But if the why isn't strong, if your goals aren't powerful, if the vision isn't clear, the old prophet said, without a vision we die, without a vision we perish, without a dream we're nothing. I'm asking you to make a list of what you want. What kind of health do you want? What kind of skills do you want? What kind of power would you like to have? What kind of influence would you like to have? I'm asking you to go home and work on the why.
Time is the lifeblood of life, because nobody's figured out how to get out of life alive. The journey that I have traveled up to this point is longer than the journey that I have left.
For all the bad days you've ever had, for every day that you thought you wasn't gonna get through, for every period in your life you did not see no way you could come out on the other side, your track record for surviving them bad days is 100%. You have survived every single one of them.
The way to deal with suffering is not to avoid it or to circumvent it with a shallow hedonism, but to face it intensely, head on, and voluntarily in its full manifestation.
One of the great errors that almost everyone makes is they're attempting to change their income, they're attempting to change their position, they're attempting to change their business, they're attempting to change something outside of themselves without changing what's going on inside. You know, for me to try and change the results in my life, in other words, what's going on outside of me, without changing what's going on inside, would be just about as foolish for me to try and change the reflection of this mirror without changing my physical appearance. It's never going to happen. Well, that's what people are doing. They're trying to change something outside without changing what's going on inside.
I asked the kids, how long should a baby try to learn how to walk? How long would you give your average baby? Before you say, hey, enough's enough. No. Any mother in the world would say, you're crazy. My baby is going to keep trying, what? Until. What a magic word. I want you to write it down. Until. Promise yourself you'll read the books until your skills change. You'll go to seminars until you get a handle on it. You'll listen to it until it makes sense. You'll go for it until you understand it. You'll practice it until you develop the skill. Never give up until, however long that is, step by step, piece by piece, book by book, word by word, apple by apple, walk around the block, go for it. Don't miss the chance to grow and resolve that you'll pay the price until you learn, change, grow, become. Then you'll discover some of life's best treasures.
I asked for strength. And God gave me difficulties to make me strong. I asked for wisdom. And God gave me problems to solve. I asked for courage. And God gave me dangers to overcome. I asked for love. And God gave me troubled people to help. My prayers were answered.
Let worry alarm you, but don't let it conquer you. We all need to be concerned. We all need to be concerned. If there's enemies around, we need to be concerned. If it isn't going well, yes, we need to be concerned. But I'm asking you to let it concern, let it touch you, let it alarm you, but don't let it conquer you.
I want to make sure everybody knows that they're enough. No matter what they go through, what they've been through, that they are enough. Just because you have some bad chapters doesn't mean your story can't end well. And every story has bad chapters. It's about you finding the strength to turn the page. Even with my faith, I believe this, that God will allow you to go through places you don't understand just to bring you to the place where he needs you to be. And so hold on to that in your struggle, in your journey, in your pain. And then turn your pain from your worst enemy to your best friend. Do that. Use pain only to use you.
It is not the violence that sets man apart. All right, it is the distance that he is prepared to go. We are survivors. We control the fear. And without the fear, we are all as good as dead.
Pessimism, the deadly disease of always looking on the bad side, the problem side, the difficult side, checking all the reasons why it can't be done. The poor pessimist leads an ugly life. He doesn't try to figure out what's right. He tries to figure out what's wrong. He doesn't look for virtue. He looks for faults. And when he finds them, he's delighted. How ugly. This is the poor guy who looks through the window, doesn't see the sunset. He sees the specks on the window. This guy rushes up and he says, I've got five good reasons why it won't work. He's so dumb, he doesn't know. All he needs one. He's got five. To the pessimist, the glass is always half empty. To the optimist, the glass is half full. Why would the same measure affect people two different ways? Answer, it all depends on how you look at it. Our lives are mostly affected by the way we think things are, not the way they are. The way we think they are affects us most.
Just listen to yourself. Don't listen to anybody else. Not one person, because God forbid anything went wrong. You can't blame other people and start pointing the finger. Always know that you're only to blame yourself because you made that decision. And whatever you do in life, never regret it. Never if, buts, shoulda, woulda, coulda. Give everything while you can, when you can, and leave nothing behind.
You have to believe in yourself. You have to believe that you're here for a purpose to enrich the world. There's nothing more supreme than confidence. Confidence breeds success, and success breeds confidence. Applied properly, you're unconquerable.
Life was not designed to give you what you need. Life was designed to give you what you deserve. If you didn't plant in the spring, then no harvest comes your way. If you planted little, then you're not going to receive a lot. And here's the key now for the harvest. Number one, whatever it is, offer no complaint and no apology. If it's a fantastic harvest, you offer no apology. If it's not much, you offer no complaint. That's the highest of maturity.
It's a metaphor for life. This is what life is, though. It's happiness and it's pain and it's turmoil and it's the ups and the downs all rolled into one. And I've said it since the beginning, at the very end of it, my God still loves me, my family still loves me, and I still love me, and that's where I'm at. And we live to fight another day.
Everything affects everything else. Nothing stands alone. Don't be naive in saying, well, this doesn't matter. I'm telling you, everything matters. There are some things that matter more than others, but there isn't anything that doesn't matter. Okay. We all pity the man who says, well, this is the only place I let down. Not true. Key to take home, every letdown affects the rest of your performance. Every letdown affects the rest. This is part of the educational process on personal development. If you don't take the walk around the block, you probably won't do the apple a day. If you don't do the apple a day, you probably won't start building your library. If you don't build your library, you probably won't keep a journal, and you won't take pictures, and you won't do this, you won't do wise things with your money, won't do wise things with your time, won't do wise things with your possibilities and relationships. And the first thing you know, 6 years of that accumulated, and we say you have messed up.
You can't stop life from happening. You can do something about it. Life is 10% what happened to you. It's 90% what you do about it. You got to stop tripping every time something happened to you like it's the end of the world. It ain't. God has seen you through all these years of your life. Why would he bring you this far to leave you?
I'm Michael Sievers, the writer, producer, and creator of The Silver King's War, a podcast series about my father's Second World War as a B-26 bombardier. Stanley L. Silverfield, a first lieutenant in the United States Army Air Corps from Birmingham, Alabama, rode in the nose, the greenhouse of the famed Martin Marauder. You can find The Silver King's War wherever you listen to podcasts.
Never try to be better than someone else. Always learn from others. And never cease trying to be the best you could be. That's under your control. And if you get too engrossed and involved and concerned in regard to the things over which you have no control, it will adversely affect the things over which you have control.
The grind is like, you got to be there every day. If you're there 3 days a week, it's not as good as five. You got to be there 5 days. And five might be better than seven. Because sometimes seven, you burn out. You want to keep enthusiasm because that's a fuel. Enthusiasm, there's something about enthusiasm that, like, you got to balance discipline and enthusiasm. Discipline's critical. You have to be able to show up, but you also have to enjoy the out of it.
When you see people bear their suffering nobly, and then when you see people take on more responsibility and decide that they're going to aim up and confront their suffering honestly and forthrightly, that their lives get better and the lives of people around them get better too. And so that's very strange as well, because it also means that the pathway to less suffering is through suffering.
No, you have to hit rock bottom. That's the way up. Yeah, rock bottom is beautiful. The struggle of coming back. It's beautiful, that struggle. It's hard, it doesn't appear like it's beautiful while you're going through it, but it's just you're being tested. And without a test, there's no testimony.
Think strategic all the time. Before any action or any inaction, ask yourself this question. What I am doing, what I am about to do, is it going to help me get where I am going? Is this action going to make me stronger or weaker? Will this action move me toward the strategic long-term goals I am trying to achieve in my life? And do not lie to yourself. You have to tell yourself the truth.
Focus on what you want, but don't try and tell the universe how it's going to happen. Don't tell them that I'm going to do this and this is going to happen. I go, no, you just focus on what you want. The intelligence of the supercomputer, the subconscious supercomputer, it won't handle it unless you put your hands into the machine. I said, keep your hands on the machine. Focus on where that ball is going to go.
I think even if you don't know quite what it is that you want to achieve, that if you just keep cracking on towards it anyway, that, you know, if you do what you love doing, this is what my dad said to me. He said, if you do what you love doing and you do it well, then everything should sort of fall into place. Another thing that my dad said was, your job, Tom, is to observe and reflect, right? And anything that gets in the way of the telescope has to go, including yourself.
I kept saying this to myself on repeat. There is no way, Mel, if you've worked this hard, that you will not be rewarded. You have to believe that this moment is preparing you for something amazing that hasn't happened yet. Keep going. You have to believe that this moment is preparing you for something amazing that hasn't happened yet. Keep going. And so I repeated that over and over and over and over and over again. As I wanted to throw in the towel, as I would start to bash myself, as I would start to feel sorry for myself and be like, nope, there's just no way I'm going to believe that something amazing isn't going to happen. I've worked too hard. Something amazing that hasn't happened is coming. And when you get yourself into that mindset, it creates a sense of resilience and momentum and resolve that you need in order to keep going when hits the fan or when you feel disappointed or when life is beating you down.
When you can't stay motivated, stay consistent. You heard? Consistency gonna bring back your motivation. No matter what it is, you're basketball players, rappers, sanitation people, whatever it is, you dig? That consistency, staying on point, staying disciplined, staying focused, no matter on them days that's hard, it's gonna make the days that you are motivated that much greater.
There's one place that all the people with the greatest potential are gathered. One place, and that's the graveyard. People ask me all the time, what kind of stories do you want to tell, Viola? And I say, exhume those bodies. Exhume those stories. The stories of the people who dreamed big and never saw those dreams to fruition. People who fell in love and lost. I became an artist, and thank God I did, because we are the only profession that celebrates what it means to live a life.
People who are depressed tend to use the pronouns I and me much more frequently than people who aren't depressed. And I'm not saying that people get depressed because they're selfish. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying that one of the routes out of depression appears to be an increase in service to other people. And I think the reason for that is because we aren't power mad demons at the core, even though we may be tempted by such things, and that we find the genuine meaning that offsets genuine suffering in the genuine service to others.
The question becomes, to me, what are you going to do now on this journey that you have? If the journey that you have left, the path and the place where you are now, and as you look ahead and you look back, you know, I said the other day, I said, look back and thank God. Look around and praise God. Go within and seek God and look ahead and allow God to order your steps. Follow His word.
The message is always to go out there and dominate. There's no let up. Once the game starts and once the practice begins, you're in that mode. Everything's a game seven. And when you approach every practice and every game with that kind of mentality, it bleeds into the rest of the guys. And then the rest of the unit has that same approach and that same intensity, but it starts at the top.
You're always afraid to take the first step because all you see is every negative thing 10 miles down the road. You can do anything you want. You are bound by nothing.
Live with a sense of urgency. Live with a sense of urgency. And people that are living with a sense of urgency, they spend their time doing things, one, that's them. That's them. This, what I'm doing now, this is me. It's not work. I can give a speech. I've given a speech. I was sick to my stomach. I was hurting in my body, going through all kinds of challenges. But when it was time, I remember I was at this event. There's some things that you can do that you've never seen before. We're in a place now where we've never been before. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard. Nor is in the heart of mankind what God has in store for you. What's in you that you're able to do? That's why they have a term called breakthrough. That your life is a breakthrough moment. That you have breakthroughs, that you take your performance to the next level.
I'm always looking forward to something. I wake up every day excited. I'll go do this today. I'll go do this today. I'll go do this today. And I very much live my life in a frame of, not I have to do this. It's very much I get to do this. There's another thing that a lot of people make a mistake with when I talk to them. Like, I have to go to work today. Change your language. I get to go to work today. Imagine you had no job. It'd be worse, right? Because otherwise you wouldn't be working. So you get to go to work. I have to fix the car. At least you have a car. You get to fix your car. Most people don't got one. Oh, I have to go get the kids. You get to go get the kids because you have these beautiful children who love you. You understand? People's even their own language is wrong.
It's crazy that we live in a world that if you're super positive and super creative, that it's scary. So what does that tell you about the mentality of most people? If you're scared of like positivity and creativity.
Every man is not only responsible for everything he does, but for everything everyone else does. What, is that profound or are you just insane? Then you think, is what you receive back proportionate to what you deliver? And the answer to that might be yes. That's a terrifying idea, Pat. And it certainly, you can see that it's true in some sense because people certainly respond to you in kind with how you treat them. That's certainly the case.
I mean, it's terrifying and it's exciting. Create the world by the way you live it. The world you experience is defined by the way you live that world.
Sometimes you got to go out by yourself, block everybody out, and then go get that bag. But everybody around me pretty much understood because I was pursuing trying to get a bag for a long time. So it became normal to everybody around me. Like, if I disappear because I'm over here studying this and running this bag up over here, people weren't tripping.
And try to escape that and see what happens. We know perfectly well, that that's a pathway to hell. And you might say, I don't believe in hell. And I would say, that means you don't know anything. Who is God or what is God in the story of Noah? The spirit that calls the wise to prepare in the face of crisis. Do you abide by that or not? Well, you do if you're wise and you do if you care about the people around you. Abraham, what's God? The spirit that calls the inappropriately luxuriating out to the terrible adventure of their life, and that then requires of them the highest possible sacrifice to obtain the highest possible goal.
You can't tell God how to bless you. See, you can't tell him what you want and then tell him how to do it, because it ain't gonna ever be the way you want it to. Because if where you at today, if God had showed you what you would have to go through to get to where you are today, you would turn back. You would go, oh, no. I don't want that part. I don't want to do that. I don't want that part. You would have missed who you are today. Because in order to get to who you are, you had to go through every single thing you went through. You wouldn't even know what you know. You hear old people say all the time, you can't have a testimony without a test.
Imagine your entire mindset was just like, it's possible to get to that next level. It's possible to be great. It's possible to be more. It's possible to be more healthy. And your entire perspective on life and your worldview was positive. Even if you had to lie yourself into believing that, sometimes you have to create a delusion, right? A delusion that is so far out there that people will think you're crazy. If you tell yourself enough times that it's possible, it can be possible.
It doesn't seem to me to be something that's impossible. I think you can live your life enough so that it justifies itself despite its limitation. That's the real question. Can you do that? And I believe that you can, and I believe that what that means is that the human spirit fundamentally triumphs over death. And so that's optimism, you know, in the midst of the sorrow and the malevolence. You have to be alert when you're suffering. You have to be alert to the beauty in life, the unexpected beauty in life. You know, you have to look for that little bit of sparkling crystal in the darkness when things are bad. You have to look and see where things are still beautiful and where there's still something that's sustaining. You know, you narrow your time frame and you be grateful for what you have, and that can get you through
some very dark times.
Behind every moment of adversity in your life, two things will happen. There is a lesson and there is a blessing. Pain always leaves a present. Every time you're in pain, it leaves a gift behind.
Pain is the high cost of growth. If you want to grow up, you want to be mature, there is no way to do it without pain. Pain is the cost of growing up. Don't be shocked or surprised when you suffer painful tests and trials, as if something strange is happening to you.
Are you going to let this horrible situation dictate the way you feel and the way you handle it? Are you going to fall over, fall down, fall apart? Or are you going to lead? Are you going to face this issue with courage and with resolution? I say lead. Lead. Step up to the challenge. Be the one that other people look to.
In the process of the eaglet falling, flapping its wings in hysteria, it is the thing that crushed the eaglet that causes it to soar. The whole value of crushing is to explain to people not to be confused when the crushing precedes a soaring. Because a lot of times, if we only tell you about soaring and we don't tell you about crushing, when something crushing happens in your life, it looks like what we preach is not true. Whereas crushing is the process and soaring is the promise.
It's called the plus of life. And that's what life is, right? Both minus and plus. The minus is tragedy, heartache, misery, failure, unhappiness. But life is also happiness, prosperity, good feeling. So here's the key. Learn to get on the good side of the way things were. Whatever you don't use, you lose. Lack of use causes loss. Strong feeling, unused, diminish. It doesn't grow, it diminishes. Faith, unused, decreases. It's a law. Vitality, unused, diminishes. Energy, unused, decreases. If you don't use today, what? It's lost. Today, unused, is lost. A talent unused is lost. An ability unused is lost.
There's nothing worse at a deathbed than to see the people there fighting. The death is bad enough, but you can take that, as terrible as it is, and make it into something that's absolutely unbearable. If we didn't all attempt to make terrible things even worse than they are, then maybe we could tolerate the terrible things that we have to put up with in order to exist, and maybe we could make the world into a better place.
Why work this hard? Why go this far? Why try to learn this much? Why try to do it all? Why try to see it all? Why try to have it all? Why do it? Why learn it? Why put yourself out? Why try to become all that you can possibly become? Why try to earn as much as you can earn, share as much as you can share? Why go that far? Why give that much away? Why try to do everything? Why try to become everything? That's a good question, why? And you're the only one personally that can answer that question for yourself.
Write down at least 5 reasons on why you deserve your dream. on why you won't give up, what's going to make you unstoppable, why you must be unreasonable, because logical, practical thinking says you can't do it today. But if you want to produce unreasonable results in your life, like living your dream and taking charge of your destiny, you've got to be an unreasonable person. You've got to be an uncommon person. My first major goal was to buy my mother a home. It's very important for you to believe that you are the one to make this happen.
One person changed the family tree forever. In my family, I'm the one. And it wasn't because I wanted it or I hoped for it. I fought for it. I want to win. I want to fight for my family. I want my mom and dad proud of me. I want my kids proud of me. I want me proud of me. I want to look in the mirror and be happy with the man I look back at, that he gave it everything, that he went for it.
So everything that exists is vibration. It goes on and it goes off, on and off, on and off. And so the on part is what we call birth, and the off part is what we call death. And you can't have one without the other, just as you can't have a front without a back, light without darkness, or solid without space. And so, you are it.
Everything you're going through is preparing you for what you ask God for. You just got to quit tripping while you're in the process, because the process is necessary. You may not see it now, but when he gets you on the other side of it, you're going to see exactly why it went that way, and you're going to be okay with it. Pull yourself together and quit tripping because you're in the process. God is processing you. He ain't through with you. If he was through with you, you would not wake up in the morning.
It's very important, as you hold on to that dream, there are moments when you're going to doubt yourself. There are rough times that are going to come, but they have not come to stay. They have come to pass. It's very important for you to know that. Don't say, I'm having a bad day. Say, I'm having a character building day. It's possible. I can live my dream. I've got to make it happen. It's not over until I win.